Joining us now is the mayor of Milwaukee, Bobby Portis. Good afternoon, Mayor.
You crazy, man. Good afternoon, sir.
What do you mean? Everybody calls you mayor that sees you, right? Don't they say, hey, mayor, right? I'm not making this up. Is that true?
I've gotten it a couple times.
All right. So
he's the hype man over there.
I said before that you can come on the show 2 to 4 every day. Every day if you want. You have an unlimited opportunity to come on this show. 2 to 4, 94.5. You can call in every day if you want to talk about whatever the mayor wants to talk about. All right?
Sounds like I'm a co-host then, man.
Yeah, you sound like just like Tony. No, you're not getting paid. It's just something that you wanted to do. All right, let's get to the camp. You have the camp Saturday, the underdog basketball. I don't know if that's the academy, the camp, and so it's Saturday, so only a couple days left. Sell it, Mayor.
Nah, man, you know me, man. I always just love to get back to the kids, man. So going on my 8th year now in NBA, my first 7 years, obviously, I went from, team to team and things like that, found a home in Milwaukee. So, typically in the summertime, me and my camp, we always do camps here in Arkansas where, I'm from, essentially finding a home in Milwaukee. We want to bring it to Milwaukee and, just inspire the kids there just to give back to that community. They support everything that we do. They ride for us even when, times be hard. So, just giving back to that community is big for me, especially all the support and it's the love and support that they show me, man.
Well, you guys deserve support. You guys brought them a championship, one they hadn't seen in a while. I'm from here, so I appreciated it as well. I want to know, what is it you like about Milwaukee? Like you said, you found a home. What is it you like about Milwaukee? Is it the city? Because I'm from here, so I love it. The team. What about the city and team that you like so much?
So there's a combination in everything. So I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. Little Rock and Milwaukee is similar in regard to, a small city, small market that, never really gets talked about. It's really on the mainstream of things. There's not much media attention there, so you can just lock in and play basketball. Obviously, that's a big thing in today's game, man. Sometimes in bigger markets, guys can get sidetracked by a lot of other things besides basketball. So that's one of the reasons why I love it. Another reason why I love it is, I have great teammates that love and support me that, just lets me be me each and every day. They tell me each and every day, just be Bobby, be who you are. Don't change what you do. Never really heard that before in my career. So being able to be on a team where, guys trust me just to be me and, just to be my true authentic self each and every day, it's a blessing. Then just to have the, utmost, respect and, love and support, from your coaching staff and, front office. Never really felt that before, either, man. Just having a coaching staff that really believes in my game, really believes in everything that I can do to help the team, win. And then, I only want to talk about the fans, man. It's the fan support and, it's the love that I get from them is second to none. They make me feel, like I'm from Milwaukee, man. So, with all those being said, man, it's a match made in heaven for me. Get a chance to go out there and play, meaningful basketball games each and every day. And, that's a big thing.
Go to BobbyPortis.com/camp. Again, the Underdog Basketball Academy. Saturday, it's going on this Saturday, session 1 in the morning, 1st to 6th graders, session 2, 7th to 12th graders. And again, I'm not surprised it's Underdog because you are viewed as a dog, right? Isn't that – how long have you been looked at as a dog in the NBA?
It's that dog terminology. I've been hearing that my whole life. But, besides the dog mentality, I rep the underdog for, all the – for everybody, man. Some people say underdog is about like playing sports, like, oh yeah, this team is better, or I'm an underdog coming in because this team is better, or a guy got picked ahead of me, so I'm an underdog, whatever it is. But You know, to me, being an underdog is just a way of life, man. You know, if you're an aspiring nurse, you know, if you're an aspiring doctor, aspiring firefighter, whatever your dreams and aspirations is, you know, it's going to take, you know, you going through the trials and tribulations, going through the highs and lows of what life brings you. And essentially, you was an underdog before you got there. So with me, underdog is a way of life, and I rep that through and through, especially for, you know, the people, you know, from you know, where I'm from, or people that's from similar backgrounds.
Talking with Bobby Portis again, the basketball camp is this Saturday. Go to bobbyportis.com/camp. So what do you want people to know about you first? What's at the top of the list for you?
You know, top of the list for me, man, is that I'm a family guy, man. I'm a big-time family guy. I think everybody knows that now. I love my mom to death. That's my rock. She taught me everything I know. Played both roles in my life. So being able to have a mom like that that never complained, that always worked hard, it kind of just instilled that in myself. Watching her each and every day, knowing that, you know, some of the situations that we're in, it was tough, but my mom never complained about it. She just kept her foot on the gas and kept working hard each and every day. So I credit her for that. And then, you know, it's my little brothers. You know, I don't have kids or anything, but I treat those like, you know, I treat them like they're my kids, man. You know, it's going to be fun, man. It's fun to see, you know, it's your family grow each and every year. It's kind of crazy that my little brothers are 18, 19, and 21 now. I can't believe that. 7 years ago when I got drafted, they were little kids at the table with me getting picked. So being able to see those guys grow from, you know, kids to boys to men, it's a great feeling.
Bob, do you see part of your role is to not only come in and obviously play good basketball, we know that's first and foremost, but to get the team hyped up? It seems when you come in, you're trying to create energy. You're getting you get the crowd amped up. Is that, you see that as part of your role for the team, try to get the team going?
That's just who I am as a person. I'm an energetic person. Anybody around me, I'm just a people person, man. I love, you know, positive energy, positive vibes. I believe in that. I believe in, you know, if you wake up saying that I'm not a morning person, then your mind's going to trick you believing that you're not a morning person. But if you wake up with a smile on your face, ready to attack the day, then your mind's going to trick you into believing that it's going to be a great day. So I'm just one of those persons that just try to, you know, be positive each and every day, bring positive energy, whether things are going good, going bad. You know, I've been through a lot of my life, so I know what, you know, the highs and lows of what life brings you. So, you know, obviously it's a part of what I do to help the team, you know, be the best we can be. But that's just who I am as a person. I love to play with passion, play with energy. Even when we didn't have fans in the arena, it's my fifth year when I joined, my sixth year when I joined the Bucks, man, we didn't have any fans. I was still yelling to the crowd like it was people in there. So I'm just passionate about the game of basketball. I love the game of basketball, and I just love playing it, you know, each and every day.
And just to follow up on that, who's got more energy, you or Thanasis?
Nah, I think I got more energy. but, you know, hey, T.A. can get in. He ain't got a stretch or nothing. He goes just go right in the dunk.
Yep.
That's incredible, man. Like, that dude's so freakishly athletic. I got a stretch, bro. But I think I got more energy than T.A., though, for sure, for sure.
Talking with Bobby Portis again. The camp is Saturday. And you can go to bobbyportis.com/camp and get all the information. I noticed also you've had your foundation, right, for a long time for yeah. Single mothers in Arkansas. A couple seconds on that.
Yeah, man. So, you know, obviously my mom was a single mom growing up. She played both parts. She worked tirelessly to take, you know, care of me and my three little brothers. So, you know, growing up, you know, I watched what my mom did to, you know, help provide, help put food on the table. We didn't necessarily have all the things that we wanted, but it's the things that we needed, we had. So essentially, when I made it to the NBA, I made it my mark to start a foundation that helps support single moms throughout the year. And, you know, we do different things in Arkansas, and now we're working our way towards Milwaukee coming up in the last quarter of the year. So it's going to be fun. It's always fun to give back and put smiles on others' faces. And it's always just, you know, just good to give back to the community that, you know, always loves and, you know, always supports you, man.
Camp again is Saturday. All right, last question. All the great things about you, everybody believes in, but some people throw in, but the man is crazy. The man is just crazy. How do you deal with that? Because it's been said forever.
You know, with me, man, I got it's like on the court, I'm one person, and then as soon as like the game's over, I'm back to like Bobby. It's like it's crazy. Like on the court, I'm like BP, and then on off the court, I'm like Bobby. So it's like my alter ego, man. I don't know what it is. It's like I would do anything to win, man. I've always been that way. Like I'm a sore loser sometimes. I want to win so bad. I always, even as a kid, like when I wasn't like winning early on as a kid, I was just like always get mad, get pounded. Like I always just had this passion for basketball and just want to win. So. I don't know if I'm crazy or not. I hope I'm not crazy, but I'll do anything. I'll do anything it takes to win, man. I just want to win so bad, and you know that's one of the main reasons why I really want to stay in Milwaukee because, you know, when you look at the NBA, there's only like a pool of 5 or 6 or 7 teams that have a realistic chance of winning the championship every year, and I think we're in that pool.
Nice. I got one last question for me. Have you checked in with Giannis yet? I saw he got hurt.
Oh, ankle. I was scared to death.
Hurt his ankle. He's tweaked it. Have you checked in on him? And do you have an update for us, Bobby?
I actually don't have an update. I kind of learned throughout the year that I need to shut my mouth sometime with something.
No, this is not the time to shut your mouth, Bobby. No.
It's okay. Giannis said it's okay. Yeah. We got the update.
Yeah. I learned throughout the year, you know, from, you know, Coach Bud himself to be quiet a little bit. I'm telling a couple things. So I don't have no updates for nobody.
Tell Bud don't be a party pooper.
Well, you know this. You have an open invitation. Every day, Monday through Friday, 2 to 4, to come on this show whenever you want. So thanks for
I'm a new co-host, guys. I'm a new co-host, he said.
I don't think.
Special guest.
We'll he makes stuff up like
special
I do.
Guest.
You're bigger. You're the mayor. It will be the Hall of Famer and Homer led by the mayor.
Ooh, hey, that's catchy, though. That's catchy. That's
I know
catchy.
It is. So the mayor's welcome anytime. The day you expect to get paid or the day it's your show, that means we're gone and we can't have that, mayor.
Okay, cool. My bad, dear. I'll just call Lee in here. And
yep, whenever you want to pass along information about anything you got going on that you think people need to know about, we're here to do that for you.
Or if you got some dirt on Zora Stevenson, she comes on. Me and her go
drop
at it a little bit.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Drop a little tea.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be hard. I don't think that's easy. I think that's a tough call to be able to find that stuff. Bobby, thanks for the time again. It's awesome.
Love, man. I appreciate you guys. I can't wait to see all the kids on Saturday. It's going to be fun for the kids, fun-filled environment. And, man, go Bucks.
Go Bucks it is. The all camp right. is Saturday. BobbyPortis.com/camp. And that was the top 3 and 3. Next.